Episode 1379, Behind the Glasses.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you doing? You know, I've been thinking a lot about you, and I pray that you're feeling absolutely fabulous. I know with the change of season, sometimes that brings a few sniffles along, and you can get a little bit tired as our days seem to be getting shorter. At least we don't have as much light, but hopefully that will change. Today is Relationship Builders Day. It's all about building a strong foundation behind the glasses. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, relationships that have no secrets are much more rewarding and fulfilling. Open yourself up to your spouse and let him see behind the glasses. Maybe you think you are fully open and revealing to your spouse. However, that's not always the case. In fact, 60 to 70% of partners have at least one secret. Now, it wasn't specified as to what kind of secret, but you know, I get it. You probably have a birthday gift or Christmas gift tucked away for a surprise, but that's not the secrets we're talking about. It's the ones where we're more afraid to share because for fear of how they'll react. So why do we really keep secrets from our spouses anyway? Well, one way is fear of hurting our spouses. We don't want to hurt them. So we just figure, well, if they don't know, it'll be all better and no one has to worry about it. Only I have to worry about it. Maybe you think keeping the secret will help not to damage your relationship. So the reason why you keep the secret is so you don't damage the relationship maybe further than what it already is. Why do we keep secrets from our spouses? Well, we want to avoid the partner's disapproval. Yeah, they don't like what we're doing, so we just don't tell them. What they don't know won't hurt them. Sometimes we keep our secrets, why? A way to honor their partner's wishes. Now that seems kind of strange, doesn't it? But in a backwards way, it seems okay. We reason out that, well, if this is really what they want, well, then if they don't know about this part of it, they don't have to worry about it. So all is fine. I'm honoring what he wants. What are some other ways and why we keep secrets from our partners? Well, maybe knowing could actually cause more stress. And sometimes that's a worst case scenario. Well, at least in our mind, that's what we think. If we can reduce stress, keep stress down, keep it at a minimum, and bear more of the burden, then they won't have to. Maybe you're keeping that secret because it's related to a health issue. You figure that, oh, well, if they know about this, then it's going to cause this within them. And they're a little unstable right now, health-wise, and so I just don't want to rock the boat. Maybe it's shame, and that's a secret. Shame for an action or actions that you take, or shame for a habit, something that you do that you're like, I just really don't want anybody to know, let alone my partner. I don't want him to know anything about it. These are just some of the ways. And maybe you already have a few reasons why you keep secrets from your spouse. But you see, the more secrets you keep, the more challenging it is to strengthen your marriage. It's hard to build that foundation. Why? Well, because you already have a crack in the foundation. When we were selling our house a little over a year ago, we were getting it ready. It was in May of 2017, and I can't believe about this time a year ago, we were actually in the finalization process of finalizing the contract. Of course, we didn't move until January because of our schedule, but as I was writing this, it just brought back memories of preparation. And when you're talking about marriage, you want to have a strong foundation. And when you build a house, what do you want to have? A strong foundation. If you haven't seen the news story, with Hurricane Michael, that one incredible house standing as all the others around it are totally gone off their foundation. In fact, some of the foundations are even torn apart. That's how strong Hurricane Michael was when it came in and set course on land. You see, with a marriage, the same thing, right? We need to have a very strong foundation. Well, in preparation of selling our house, we needed to take care of a few things. And one thing we noticed was a walk up to the front of our door. And we have this sidewalk, it's kind of a curved sidewalk. And we just had two areas of it that just kind of were a little bit lower. And so it was a tripping hazard. And we really didn't think much about it, but we were ones that, hey, if we're going to put this house on the market and we're going to sell it, we want to be able to gift it accordingly. So we're going to do everything we can to make it just right. So I was like, well, we could come in and have somebody tear up the entire sidewalk and build it from scratch again. You know, that would have cost a lot of money. But then I found this great contractor that has this incredible, well, solution. It's this chemical thingamajigger. It's foam and it hardens almost harder than even concrete. It's incredible. And it can lift up your level out sidewalks. It can level out your driveways. It can level out steps. It's absolutely incredible. So if you're needing something like that, I promise you, I'm sure there's a company around you that has this. So go out and search for it. I can't remember the name. I'll try and remember and put it in the show notes. That was a while back. But anyway, we had this, you know, the sidewalk, and I wanted it fixed because I wanted to sell it the right way. I didn't want just to pass over the house. I wanted to gift the house to the next owners. And so we're preparing for it, and the guys came out, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch you because I want to see what happens. So they dug these holes and did little pilot holes within the cement, and they would pump stuff in from different sides, and all of a sudden, it would start to rise up. And they were able to level out the entire walkway as if there were no cracks. And it wasn't cracks. It was just, it was separated from, you know, the squares of each little block of concrete that went, you know, that actually made the sidewalk, but it was curved. And so they just leveled them all out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we're looking at in our marriage. We need a strong foundation because when there's cracks, what? You're essentially living a false reality. You're gonna trip up. You're gonna fall. And what happens over time? The cracks get bigger. Secrets don't stop with just one. They begin to pile on top of each other. They begin to multiply. And then you find yourself living a life that revolves around secrets, not truths, behind the glasses. And that's what we're getting at today. It's not about the secrets. It's about the truth. It's allowing yourself to be vulnerable with the one you fell in love with and said, I do too. One of my good friends, Cardiff D. Hall, says this, the shadow one carries is revealed in the sun. What are you hiding behind the glasses? Once when you answer that question, ask yourself this question. It's a great follow-up. And is it worth hiding, knowing that it will one day be revealed? We can't go about life living behind the glasses. You don't need to be Clark Kent. You don't need to live two separate lives. You need to live the one life God created you to live, life on purpose. What can you do to step away from behind the glasses? What is it? That is your kiss. Step away from behind the glasses. You need to step in front of your secrets. Let your light shine. There's no more hiding. Because when you're doing that, what are you doing? You're trying to camouflage yourself. You're living a masquerade ball every single day. You're putting on this mask, pretending to be someone else. You're living behind the glasses. Didn't work real well for Clark Kent, did it? And that's all make-believe. And in your life, this is real life. You can't live behind the glasses. So what can you do to step in front of your secrets and let your light shine? Well, number one, be honest with yourself in the secrets you keep. Basically, that means own your secrets. What are they? You need to know them. And yes, this is more of a reflection for you. This is not necessarily immediately where you're going to have this discussion with your spouse. You first have to own your secrets. Know them. What are they? Maybe they're an underlining problem in your relationship. Maybe you're having some issues in the bedroom. I don't know. Is that related to one of your secrets? I don't know. Maybe for some reason, you don't feel real confident in the kitchen. Why is that? Maybe growing up, something happened. Go back. Figure out what it is, these secrets that you're keeping that you haven't shared. Now, some things we just don't share because we have memories sometimes that come up. And we're like, oh, I didn't remember that. And all of a sudden, something happens in our life and triggers a memory, good or bad. And that doesn't mean that if you don't tell someone that that's a secret. Understand that. It's when we hide something that is what? A cause and effect. And it's affecting our marriage, our relationship that we're in right now. That's a secret. That's something that you need to be able to what? Let your light shine on it. Because otherwise, it's just another crack, right? And it's only going to get bigger over time. So once when you own your secrets, number two, ask yourself this question. What role does a secret play? And usually it falls into three categories. Protection. So maybe if you're trying to protect your spouse from unneeded stress, or maybe they have a health issue and so you're feeling like if they knew about it, it's just going to put more pressure on them. They don't need to know about it. What they don't know, it's fine. I can take care of it. So maybe it's a protection measure. You're doing it out of love, okay? That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is disapproval. Are you hiding behind the glasses because your spouse disapproves of the secret that you're hiding? What is that? Okay, so those are two roles. You've got protection and disapproval. And the third role is shame. You bear the burden. Shame on you. You feel like you're wearing that crown. And it's not really a crown. It's more of a curse, right? Shame on you. If you haven't listened to that episode, there was a great book and it's called Shame Off You. It's probably about 6 weeks back. I'll try and reference it here in the show notes, but go back and listen to it. Denise Pass, she writes an incredible book and I think you would really enjoy that book with her. So what role does that secret play? Protection, disapproval, or shame? Which one is it? Now, you might be able to fit in a couple others, but primarily, it's one of these three roles. And finally, if you want to step in front of your secrets, you have to let the light shine. Truth wins. And what does that mean here? Revealing the secret. Now, for some, it may not actually be telling the secret to your spouse. Believe it or not. Okay, take a deep breath. I know you were freaking out about it already, weren't you? You're like, she's going to make me tell him. I just know it. I may not make you tell him, number one, because I don't have control over you. So I can't make you do anything. But what I can recommend is that you need to honestly look at this. And if this is something that falls into the disapproval, then most likely what? You already know the answer. You got to stop it. And that may mean, yes, telling your spouse because you may need them as accountability. It may mean you need to get help, finding a coach, a counselor, a pastor. If it's shame, maybe it's something that you need counseled on, you need a coach on. It could be something that, yes, you need to say, honey, I want you to understand where I'm coming from here. This has nothing to do with you, but I need you to hear me out. And it's more of something that, yes, you're carrying this and it really has nothing to do with them, but you're sharing it with them to draw them what? Closer. So they maybe understand The next time you're in a particular situation, he'll be like, oh, I remember that conversation we had. And now I know why she's a little hesitant. Now I know why she just doesn't react, or why she reacts the way she does. And if it's protection, maybe you do need to share it. But this is something that you have to look at. Are you going to know the answer immediately? No. Can I tell you that answer? No, not right now, not this immediate second. If you want help with this, though, you can click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and I would be happy and honored to come beside you and help you in the process. But because I don't know your specific situation, it's hard for me to say this is exactly what you need to do. This is what I would recommend based on dun 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 dun. So if you are that person and you're saying, yeah, I need to do something because I fall into this category, click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. And we'll set up an actual time for you and I to talk. You don't need to be living behind the glasses anymore. The shadow one carries is revealed in the sun. You don't need the cracks in your foundation to what? Grow. You need a strong bonding. Something to what? Adhere yourself together as one unit. You can't have all of this disconnect. Our relationships are so disconnected right now in life. Everybody is at each other's throats, and sometimes literally at each other's throats. And honestly, that scares me. Why? Because we're not putting each other first. And did you know that God created us based on what? Relationships. He knew that man could not live alone. He too, as our creator, could not live alone. That's why he desires what? A relationship with us. And when we begin to break that bond with the one person that we said I do to, that's also breaking whose bond? Our bond with Jesus Christ. The shadow one carries is revealed in the sun. There's no more living behind the glasses. Let your light shine even when the shadows appear. I get it, this is heavy. But you were created on purpose for an absolutely extraordinary purpose, a heavenly purpose. It's time to be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.